أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا رآك الذين كفروا إن يتخذونك إلا هزوا أهذا الذي يذكر آلهتكم وهم بذكر الرحمن هم كافرون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the reality of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that neither was he nor any other Nabi that came before him granted immortality, and that he too will taste of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how every living thing experiences mort, experiences death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how He tests us in this world with favorable conditions and unfavorable conditions. So favorable conditions are also a test, while unfavorable conditions such as calamities and so on and so forth are also tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In ayah number 26 of Surah Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا رَآكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, when the disbelievers see you, when they see you and when you come in front of them, when you come before them and their gazes fall upon you, إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوَى, they do nothing for you but make mockery out of you. That's the only thing they do, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever they see you, they will mock at you, they will jeer at you, and they will make fun out of you. They would say, أَهَذَا الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ آلِهَتَكُمْ, they would point towards you, and they would say to you, is this the one who talks about your God? Mocking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, like the derogatory term, أَهَذَا, is this the man, is this the person who is talking about your God? And this is how they would mock at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَهُمْ بِذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ, and they disbelieve and they are deniers in even mentioning Ar-Rahman. They knew Allah existed. They believed that there was an Allah. That they believed. When they were asked who created the heavens and who created the earth, they would say Allah. They, the God who created all of these, and they would associate partners unto Allah. These idols in this world, they would see these idols as a means of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would associate them as partners unto Allah. Now, what would happen is they would forget about Allah. They would forget about Allah and only focus and concentrate on these idols, these things that they have subscribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as partners. So Allah says, وَهُمْ بِذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ, they are deniers of even mentioning of Rahman. They are disbelievers in even taking the name of Ar-Rahman. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not even speak of Allah. They do not even mention Allah. Though they believe in the existence of Allah, all they do is speak of their idols and the false gods that they have fabricated and invented. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ عَجَلٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of an intrinsic quality that's found in insan, and that is the quality to hasten and to hurry. Allah says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانِ, which is a weakness, by the way. Allah says, insan has been created from ajal. Insan has been created from haste. Why does Allah say he is created from haste? When there is a quality that is naturally and intrinsically found in somebody, we say it is as if he was created from that quality and that attribute. So if a person is angry and always he has a bad temper, or he is always upset, then we will say, خُلِقَ مِنْ غَضَبٍ, this person is created from anger, because anger is such an intrinsic quality within that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about insan, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ عَجَلٍ, insan, humankind, human being has been created from haste. What does ajal mean? Ajal means to have something done before its time. To have something done, or to want something to happen before its actual time. One cannot persevere, one cannot be patient, and one wants that to happen before it can actually happen. And that is common today. We live in an age of instant gratification where everything must be done and everything must happen immediately. So people no longer have the quality of persevering and waiting until the proper time for the arrival of something. And they want it done quickly, and they want it done in haste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ عَجَلِ. Insan has been created from ajal. سَأُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِ. Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will show you my sign, meaning the form of miracle. فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. So do not request haste from me. Don't request haste from me. Don't request from me to show you the miracles before its expected time. I know when is the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know when is the time to show those miracles and to show the world those miracles. So do not expect and do not request haste from me. I will certainly show you my ayat. I will show you my miracles. And one of the greatest miracles that was shown to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the occasion of Badr. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down malaika for the assistance of the Muslims. So that was one of the signs and miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah had shown the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَقُولُونَ. And they say, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ. When is this promise to come to pass? In كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful, you speak of victory, you speak of glory of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you speak of qiyamah, you speak of all these things. When will all this come to pass? If you are really true, why is it not happening? لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will come to know of the promise that they asked for. They will come to know of the victory of the Muslims. And they will come to know of the truth of Islam. لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. They will come to know of the reality of Akhirah and the punishment that they are warned about. Allah says, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who have just believed, they will come to know about it all when حِينَ لَا يَكُفُّونَ عَنْ وُجُوهِهِمُ النَّارِ. When they will be unable to defend and to repel the fire that will be directed towards their faces. The fire that will be directed towards their faces because of their mockery. They mocked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever they saw him, they mocked him. Every opportunity they found to mock him, they mocked at him. Although he did not respond, he did not interfere with their business, he did not in any way insult them, yet they kept on insulting him, insulting Allah, insulting the beliefs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are teasing you and they are mocking you. They keep on telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring it on, where's the adab, where's the punishment, where's qiyamah, where's all these things that you speak about. Allah says, they will come to know. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't hasten, don't ask for it in this dunya. They will come to know of it. They will see it. When will they come to know of it? The day when that fire is being directed towards their faces and they will be unable to push it away and to repel it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then لَا يَكُفُونَ عَنْ وُجُوهِهِمُ النَّارِ. They will not be able to push the fire and defend themselves and defend their faces against the fire. وَلَا عَنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ. And the fire that will come from their backs as well, they will not be able to push it away and to repel it. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will not be helped. بَلْ تَأْتِيهِمْ بَغْتَةً. In fact, Allah says, it will come to them suddenly, unexpectedly. That fire will come and it will engulf them. فَتَبْهَتُهُمْ. It will leave them shocked. They will be left surprised. They will be left baffled and stunned when they will see the reality of what you had spoken about. فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ رَدَّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will not be able to repel it and to send it back from wherever the fire came. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْبَرُونَ. They will not be given a single moment of respite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not a second of respite. Allah is consoling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in this dunya I won't show it to them. Maybe I will show them on certain occasions, in certain instances, but completely destroying them like I destroy the people of other prophets who had rejected the prophet, that they will not see in this dunya. So don't be hasty, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not hasten. Do not request for the punishment in the dunya. They will meet their punishment in akhirah. وَلَقَدْ اِسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Allah consoled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that look, all the previous anbiya, all the previous messengers who came before you, they were also mocked at, and they were made fun of, and they would play jokes with them and fool around with them, all of them who came before you. فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And what surrounded them, what engulfed them, the people who mocked these anbiya, the very thing that they would mock them with, that very same thing engulfed them. Meaning the consequences of their mocking, the consequences of their teasing, the consequences of their insulting also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, surrounded them from every angle. They could not escape from it. May Allah granted them this.